Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and you may know this, I'm a fucking lazy man. Sometimes I wonder, like, is it so much laziness, or is it just like, I can't do too much? Like, if I'm off, I might have a list of things that I need to do or want to get done. If I do a couple things on that list, like, I'm good. Like, I can't do too much. If I have to go to a race and do a 5K and then do something later on, like, that's a lot. If I have to go to the store, then like I'm good for a little while. Like I can only do so much at one particular time. So as such, I seem like a fucking lazy guy. I seem like a guy who doesn't want to fucking do anything. And you know what? I'll own that. It's fucking true. I don't want to do shit. So it might come as a surprise to you that I had like enough initiative at one point in time to work with a fucking agent and do like commercial auditions and shit. The whole fucking story of that thing is fucking incredible to me. Because it only happened because I got fucking divorced. I feel like so much of my life now is like a result of getting out of that relationship. So I guess it should be like a fucking lesson. Like that was the fucking best thing for me ever. And it was something I did not fucking want and resisted every fucking step of the way and had a hard time dealing with. But like, I don't know. I'm way fucking better now. And I had like all this weird shit happen to me afterwards. So I guess it kind of worked out. I mean, it definitely fucking worked out, but you know. Anyway, so as I was going through the divorce initially, I had to pick up a second job because I made no fucking money. So I picked up a second job at an office door and it was fine, but I had to wear a fucking name tag and I felt like I was going backwards in life. Like it just did not feel good. But as I was checking somebody out, he recognized my voice from the fucking station because I was doing sports at the fucking radio station. He's like, "Do you ever do like fucking commercials and shit?" I'm like, "No, bro." And he gave me a fucking card, a fucking business card. He's like, "We'll call this fucking person. She represents me." I was like, "Fuck it." So I fucking reached out and I had to like go to her fucking basement because she would hold these like voice workshops and shit. You know, I fucking talked to her and she's like, "You want to fucking come in here?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll do that shit." So you'd go to these classes, these like voice workshop classes that she would do. And you might be there with people who have legitimately been in shit, or you might be there with some fucking asshole who fucking sells cars on the weekend or some shit and has no fucking experience doing anything. Those guys were fucking terrible. I had a leg up because I was a communications major and I was in radio for 10 fucking years. Doing on-air work prepares you for that shit. There's still a lot to learn, but like, you know, it fucking helps. So I fucking did that. I did that like every Monday night. I would go to these fucking classes, sometimes Wednesday, depending on what the fuck they wanted me to do. You had to pay for the classes, but I don't think it was that much money because I had no fucking money at the time and I could afford it. But they were a pretty good time. Then I brought my buddy in. My buddy Sully joined. Sully gets fucking work all the time now. You fucking turn the radio on, you might hear fucking Sully pimping products and shit. Sully's got more initiative than I do. He made a fucking demo and shit. My agent wanted me to make a demo. I just didn't make a demo. I didn't make a demo because I don't want to make a fucking demo. I don't want to fucking go down there and make a fucking demo. Should I have done it? Probably. I'd probably be in shit now if I did it. But like, again, like I just can't. It's too much. So basically you go to these fucking classes and then like when she thought you were good enough, you'd get actual fucking auditions. And I would just get this shit like emailed to me out. And it could be for fucking anything. Could be shit that you see at the fucking store. Fucking alcohol, fucking Cheez-Its, whatever the fuck. All kinds of shit. Disney fucking channel. I didn't get a lot, but like, I don't know, you're still doing it. It's all fucking national stuff. You can't like expect to get stuff. So it's just like shit that you fucking do on the side. And if something comes through, then it fucking comes through. I was in like some fucking local supermarket commercial here in the Buffalo area. I had a fucking contract with Old El Paso for a while. Those motherfuckers paid me $400 to fucking read shit for them. There's this fucking place down south called Captain D's Seafood Restaurant. That one especially fucking pissed me off because I didn't get fucking paid for it. But like, we should have gotten paid because we're at the fucking studio. The director was a real fucking asshole too for that. I fucking hated him. I'd have spit in his fucking face if I saw him. But he was in like fucking South Carolina or some shit. And one of my jobs, I'm not gonna fucking say which one, but like the place I was working, they were doing this fucking thing where like they were offering people like $25 gift cards if they would, you know, be in a fucking TikTok or some like weird fucking ad for the company I was working for. And sometimes people were like really like offended by that. They're like, "My time is worth more than fucking $25." And they'd like lay all these like contract demands down. And I think to myself like, bro, that's not how any of this fucking works. I've never signed a major contract or anything like that. We're not just giving some random nobody $500 to do a fucking ad. They don't fucking pay me $500 to do fucking ads. And I've been in one. I got paid $200 for the fucking supermarket thing. People just have like no real concept of how anything fucking works. The contracts were kind of fucking cool, right? So some fucking company will send an audition to my agent and then she would send it to, you know, whoever she thought would be good for it. So if I got a fucking audition, the terms financially generally were going to be in the email. And it would say something like, hey man, we're doing this fucking taco shit, so you can't be in any other taco shit. They don't want you doing ads for the fucking competition, which makes sense. And then it would be like, if you get it, we'll give you this much to record. And then if we use the recorded stuff, we'll give you this much. And then your agent gets this much. And then take it or leave it. It's all non-union shit. You know why? Because I'm a fucking bum. I can't be in a fucking union. And you can't give like demands like that. If I said like, no, I want this much, they'd be like, who the fuck are you? Chris Johnson? Eat shit. We'll just grab some other asshole. It's all take it or leave it shit. Somebody said something to me about it the other day. It came up. Came up when I was chatting. They're like, you ever want to get back into it? I don't know, maybe. I haven't gotten an audition in years, so I guess I'm open for business. Should I get back into this shit? I guess I could look into it. We'll fucking see. Sometimes I think I kind of want to. I guess I'll keep you posted. You know, I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. It's a new podcast episode to come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there, but I'm also on any podcasting site, really. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, Pandora, iHeartRadio, wherever. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, and it's going to be right in my Facebook timeline for you, so you can catch it there.